do what you did this season, overcome expectations to think that thing could be formed.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, and that's the nature of the business. It's definitely tough. And if you look at if we came back, you know, Robin Lopez is a young franchise-type center who's going to get better, who you know, was injured twice this year, and he's going to expand his game. The bench came together towards the end, and, you know, I'm young, Lou, Goran's only in the second year, so you see the potential of us to grow. And the chemistry, like, that's one thing everybody talked about with our chemistry this year. Well, it was within, you know, 7-8 months of that, so you just imagine another year. So you hope everybody comes back, but, you know, the nature of the business, you're never sure.
First real playoff experience for several of you guys.
Yes.
Did you learn just how much more mentally and physically tough the postseason is now?
Definitely. I think everybody learned that, you know, they take away your strengths. They make you go to second, third option offensively and defensively. You see how just the intensity game by game, when they pick up an elimination game if you're down. And I like how we fought back.
Kobe Bryant, phenomenal shooting series.
Yes.
But aside from being just a great player, he also has an instinct that I'm not sure if it's inbred or if it's something you can develop, but a killer instinct, that assassin instinct. Do you understand how important that is, especially in a situation like this where they close out on the road?
Yeah, I think for him personally, I think I just got given. You know, you can't tell someone to be more aggressive. You can, but if they don't have it in them, they're not going to. Kobe lives for these moments. He stepped up like he usually did and knocked down tough shots, and you just tip your hat to him. At least they went wide open. They were contested, highly contested, and that's why he's the best.
This team's defense, you know, was getting ripped apart through much of the season, but this series alone, you guys showed a lot in terms of the hustle, the willingness, the desire to work hard. What did you find out about yourself personally on the defensive side, and what do you think this team learned about itself?
Personally, I thought they did a pretty good job defensively. I try to make it tough for them. They have so many different weapons that you can't just take away one or two. You know, Artest had a big game today. Lamar's had big games. I thought as a team that we improved. First two games, we weren't good defensively. 3 and 4 was perfect. 5 gave ourselves a chance to win. 6 gave ourselves a chance to win. I thought you asked, they had 65 points at the half, and they ended with 100, obviously, after free throws and all that. But, you know, we have a lot to improve ourselves, and you don't get these opportunities this year. So hopefully, you know, everybody comes back and we can make another crack at it.
Next year.
Anytime.
How much growth did you see in this team just entering the postseason?
Well, you see a team that, you know, you see the last two regular season games were big for us to win, gave us the third seed. You saw, you know, they've had trouble being San Antonio. We swept them this year. But going against the Lakers, we're down 2-0. People thinking they're calling sweep, battle back 2-0, have a chance to win game 5. You just see that this team has no quit, a lot of pride, and a lot of determination.
Obviously, in the offseason, some changes. Some people could be leaving. Yeah. Some people could be coming. Do you take it upon yourself to maybe try to keep the team together in some way, whatever you can do?
I mean, I would definitely stay in contact with these guys. I mean, I'm living in L.A., and everybody comes to L.A., and you know, last summer I hung out with some of the guys, and you try to, but, you know, the nature of the business, you really can't keep guys together. You can obviously, if you try to persuade, you can do that. And, you know, if the best decision is some people to leave or some people to stay, I mean, they have to do what's best for them and their family. But I would love for everybody to come back, you know, everybody work on their games, improve, and then make another crack at it.
Obviously, you're still young, but in terms of, like, the heart and fight of teams that you've been a part of, where does this team
run? That's the best. I mean, I've only been in the league 3 years, and I was on a losing team in Charlotte. Coming here this year, you have stars who sacrificed. You had young guys who grew up, and you had a sense of people trying to do the right things for the better of the team, and that's all you can ask for.
How should the Suns team be remembered?
How should we be remembered?
Don't mean to make it like a funeral.
I know, right? Right? Yeah. I think a team that – it came together at the right time. A team that had no quit, played every game like it was our last, and in the end left everything on the court.
If I would have told you back in October training camp you'd be sitting here in the Western Conference Finals, take the Lakers to 6 games, what would you have said?
I would say it's a hell of a year. I would say it's a hell of a year, and that everything fell into place for us.
I get the sense from the locker room, from coaches saying in the press conferences, it's not a – there's disappointment, but not devastation. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, you can't be devastated. I mean, that's a championship caliber team with the arguably best player on the planet, hitting tough shots.
He is best on the planet.
Best player on the planet, Sotomayor. He hit tough shots after tough shots, led his team, and what can you say?
He kept him out of the paint. I think Odom, Gasol, and Bynum had a combined 25 points.
Yeah.
Executed game plan defensively.
Yeah, Artest was the X factor, hit big shots. Defensively got steals, layups, got him confidence going, and, you know, the game-winning shot must have done pretty good because he came out and played well today. Pretty good.